The interior of the Judicial Hall is characterized by a large square-plan room square, covered by four cross-shaped vaults, whose separation arches converge into a massive central pillar made of visible sandstone blocks. Natural sunlight is guaranteed by the large openings overlooking the courtyard, in the center of which we find the well. The two large paintings displayed inside the Judicial Hall are by the Emilian painter Antonio Benini, and they describe two key scenes of the life of Eleonora d'Arborea: the marriage with Brancaleone Doria and the proclamation of the Carta de Logo. On the left wall of the Judicial Hall, we can enjoy the work entitled Marriage of Donna Eleonora of 1875. Eleonora d'Arborea, daughter of Mariano IV, judge of Arborea and of the Catalan noblewoman Timbora di Roccaberti, lived during the most glorious and troubled period in the history of Sardinia, the judicial Middle Age. The painting shows the marriage of Eleonora d'Arborea with Brancaleone Doria from the influential Genovese family of the Dorias, and the marriage was a part of a plan of an alliance between the Arboreas and the Dorias, who already controlled large areas of Sardinia in the anti-Aragonese era. From their marriage, Federico and Mariano V were born. On the central wall, before the entrance to the hall, we find the work Proclamation of the Carta de Logu painting of 1903. The name of Eleonora is linked to the promulgation of the Carta de Logu, the document subdivided into 198 chapters, including a civil and penal code plus a rural code. By releasing the Carta de Logu, it was intended to reaffirm the autonomy of Sardinian kingdom against the Aragonese invaders. The Carta de Logu marks a fundamental historical milestone towards the full implementation of a state where everyone was required to observe and respect the legal norms, and thanks to that all citizens were given the opportunity to know the laws and their consequences. The Carta de Logu survived the end of the Arborea kingdom, remaining active until 1870s, code of Carlo Felice. In the wall in front of the painting is placed the bronze crown that the Venetian women donated in 1884 to the municipality of Oristano in honor of Eleonora d'Arborea. The making of the paintings and the donation of the crown are part of the events that, in the late 800s, took place in the city and add their highlight moments during the inauguration of the monument of Eleonora d'Arborea, located in the center of the square that takes its name. The monument to Eleonora d'Arborea, an academic and celebratory work by two Florentines, the sculptor Ulisse Cambi and the architect Mariano Falcini, was inaugurated on 22nd of May 1881.